Best selection on the highest quality lighting at the best price guaranteed at Metro Lighting. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you.
In health news, a new scientific discovery could spell relief for the millions of Americans who suffer from constant ringing or buzzing in their ears.
That's right, Mike. A U.S. company just released an all-natural, fast-acting product that's scientifically designed to relieve ear ringing and buzzing. It's called RingAway, and it's the first product of its kind.
Jill, this could benefit millions of Americans. It relieves that internal ear noise of ringing or buzzing so people can actually concentrate on their work again and sleep in peace. And you only take it once a day.
This is such a huge discovery. RingAway has now set up a public phone line to let the first 100 people who call try it for free. Mike, do we have that number?
Yes, I've got it right here. It's 1-800-500-9459. Again, RingAway is now letting the first 100 callers try this new breakthrough for free. Call now for details. 1-800-500-9459. That's 1-800-500-9459.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years, I've been in St. Louis building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beal's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beal family, and when you need help with your roof, call John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
The joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you need. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. Claim your sample today. 1-800-451-6580. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Instaflex is available at GNC and Walgreens, but you can only get your complimentary sample by calling 1-800-451-6580. 1-800-451-6580.
Everyone lives in a flood zone. Knowing yours can help you be more prepared during heavy rains this spring. Visit knowyourzone.org, a service of MSD Know Your Zone.
Subway is serving up a steak, egg white, and cheese flatbread breakfast sandwich under 200 calories. Yes, even with that tender steak. One place only, Subway. Eat fresh.
I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to our Maximized Living radio show where we teach you, we empower you to take control of your health.
The Maximized Living Show, Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 7 on the Big 550 KTRS.
For a second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I'm Paul Harris, Dan Strauss, and Eon the Peon are here with me. And you can be, too, if you want to play the Harris Challenge. Dan's going to clear the lines right now, get the early birds off, give everybody a chance to get in here who has not played in the last 30 days. If that's you, then our number is 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS. Or many cell phones get in for free at Star KTRS. The Harris Challenge is brought to you by the Well Hungarians, who are performing every Wednesday night at the Stratford Bar and Grill in Fenton with no cover charge for the ladies. And they also do every Thursday night at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville, no cover charge and amazing food. The Well Hungarians, also online at wellhungarians.net. And we are ready to go with contestant number one already. Hello, Bob.
Hey, I'm Ian with the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity. Go ahead and exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
Just on my way home from a really lousy week at work, I could use a prize.
Well, we'll see if we can reward you here. To do that, you've got to earn it. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock and run down five questions. The easiest are the one-pointers. The more difficult are the five-pointers. You have a total of 15 points you can win, but you don't have to get them all. All you got to do is get more than halfway there. So eight or more gives you a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
All right, Paul, we have one dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
They have two locations, one in Florissant, one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
From Werenberg Theaters.
Werenberg.
We have a couple of different movie passes to see a free movie, including the new movie that starts this weekend, Game Day.
Draft Day.
Or Draft Day, rather.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said Game Day.
Because you read it wrong. That's why.
Right. Okay. We also have a free bowling party. Either at Kingpin Lanes, you get 1 hour of bowling, you get a shoe rental for up to six people, and you get a one large, one-topping pizza from Brick House Pizza Company. That's quite a... It's at Kingpin Lanes in Bridgeton and at Crest Bowl in Florissant.
Okay.
And we also have coffee mugs. Draft day coffee mugs from the movie.
What happened to the game day coffee mugs? Did we get rid of those?
Our game day.
No, it's draft day.
Draft day.
You're screwing me up. You see, Dan's a little bit off today. Just a little. Well, actually, it's pretty much like every other day.
Yeah, it is.
So those are the prizes you're playing for, Bob. You get your choice of them if you get 8 points or more. But if you do get all 15 points, you'll win all the prizes. That's a package with a value of well over
$1 million.
And let's turn on a semi-random category computer. See the questions and categories you can choose from today, led, of course, by our most topical of categories, Have You Been Paying Attention? That's about news of the week. Category 2, Draft Day stars Kevin Costner. We have a category here all about Kevin Costner sports movies. Or you can take Category 3, which is Mad Things Besides Mad Men. Which one would you like, Bob?
Let's try the Costner category.
All right, Kevin Costner sports movies, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what movie did he play a catcher named Crash Davis?
Bull Durham.
Correct. Which half of a famous comedy duo played his best friend in Tin Cup?
Don Johnson.
Cheech Marin. Don Johnson in a comedy duo? Three-pointer, which old-time baseball player played by Ray Liotta does Costner meet in Field of Dreams?
Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Correct. In Draft Day, he plays the general manager of the Cleveland Browns. Which NFL division are they in?
They are in the AFC North.
Correct. Which major league team does Costner's character pitch for Love of the Game?
The Detroit Tigers.
That is right. I think you were thinking of the comedy duo of Don Johnson and Philip Michael Thomas, who were so hysterical in Miami Vice. But we were looking for Cheech Marin.
He was in that movie as the other golfer.
Yeah, he was. He was. You're absolutely right. But not in a comedy duo. So, Bob, you got yourself 13 points, and you're a winner. Congratulations.
Hey, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Hope that makes your week a little bit better and head off into the weekend in style. Now let's meet our second contestant. Hi, Julie.
Hi.
Hi. Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And really enjoy on a Friday afternoon when I get to listen to you, Paul.
Well, thank you. That's nice of you to say. Here are the category choices. Have you been paying attention? Mad Things Besides Mad Men or This Week in Politics? That's our new third category.
Oh, great. How about have you been paying attention?
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, Julie. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What is Heartbleed? Is it Angelina Jolie's new movie, a computer virus, or the rare medical condition affecting vape users?
It's a computer hacker thing with banks.
Correct. For 1 point each, name the schools that lost to UConn in the NCAA men's and women's national championship games this week.
Pass.
In an election in North Korea this week, what percentage of the vote did Kim Jong-un get?
Oh, God, 98?
100%.
Damn.
In what city did zoo officials declare a code red situation after 7 chimpanzees used a tree limb to climb out of their enclosure? Kansas City is right. What caused a movie theater in Exeter, England, to cancel its first screening of Russell Crowe's movie, Noah? Go for the most obvious thing you can think of.
Oh, God, because it was Christian based on the Bible?
There was a flood.
Oh, God.
That's true. Kentucky and Notre Dame lost to UConn this week. You got yourself the 1 and the 4, and then things fell apart, Julie, so only 5 points. That means I'm going to have to punish you. To punish you, we have what I consider to be one of the worst earworm songs of all time. You know what an earworm is, Julie?
Yeah, it gets stuck in your head and you can't get it out.
Yeah, this one certainly qualifies. Yesterday was the 50th anniversary of the debut of this song. It was written by the Sherman Brothers, who you may remember you saw their characters played or portrayed in the movie Saving Mr. Banks late last year, which was about Mary Poppins. This is not a song they wrote for Mary Poppins. This is a song they wrote for the World's Fair that took place in New York City 50 years ago this weekend.
Oh, can't wait.
Picture the people who worked inside the pavilion where this was playing. You know, if you were one of the people who paid to get in there, and you went through it, after you're done, you're done.
Yeah.
Imagine working 8 hours in there and hearing this over and over again. And by the way, singing it in English was not enough. Julie, I'm sorry. By Sunday night, you're going to want to kill me for hearing that.
Kill myself.
I hope you have a great weekend,
you
though.
Too.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks very much for playing. Here's contestant number three. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, I'm just out taking a walk with my wife and grandson right now in the beautiful day.
It is a magnificent day. Good for you. Categories are Mad Things Besides Mad Men, This Week in Politics, or That's Bert, as in Colbert.
Oh, boy. Let's try the mad category.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Mike, let's play the Harris Challenge. Who played the title character in the 1979 movie Mad Max?
Mel Gibson.
Correct. For 1 point each, who were the male and female co-stars of the TV series Mad About You?
Paul Glaser and Helen Hunt.
Paul Reiser and Helen Hunt. Which TV network once aired a sketch comedy show called Mad TV?
Mad TV. Pass.
Which one-time SNL star co-starred with Robert De Niro and Uma Thurman in the movie Mad Dog and Glory?
I missed that one. I don't know.
Here's your five-pointer. What word followed Mad Mad, Mad Mad in the title of a 1963 movie comedy?
World.
Correct. Back to the three-pointer. Which TV network once aired a sketch comedy show called Mad TV? Take a guess.
SNL?
Take a guess. A TV network. We're looking for Fox.
Fox.
And it was Bill Murray who was in Mad Dog and Glory with De Niro and Thurman. Let's see how you did here. If you got Paul Reiser right, you would have been a winner. But without that, you got the five. And the one, for a total of only 7, Mike.
And that means, don't make me do it. Yeah. I just listened to it on hold.
The earworm is going to crawl inside your head right now. Okay, by the way, for a transcript and translation of that, use Google. Mike,
AM and the PM. Thank
you very much. Hallelujah. Have a great weekend. Thanks for playing. Here comes contestant number 4. Hello, Chris.
Hey, how are you doing this afternoon?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Just want to say that my father was on the show with Frank some years ago. Long passed away now, but he's made myself, brothers, and lots of people AM and the PM.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that, and we're glad we could be a part of your dad's life. And
absolutely.
And now you and your brothers. The categories that are left here, This Week in Politics, or That's Bert, as in Colbert.
Well, I'm going to do lousy at all these. I just got all 5 of those Mad Max ones. I'm going to go ahead and do the first one with politics, even though I'll probably get goosed, but let's see what happens.
Well, let's see, Chris. This Week in Politics is your category. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What cabinet position is Kathleen Sebelius resigning from?
Oh, darn. A pass.
What was thrown at Hillary Clinton during a speech in Las Vegas this week? Correct. Which state's governor has called on Congressman Vance McAllister to resign after a photo became public of him passionately kissing a staff member, even though they're both married to other people?
Oh, shoot. I remember that one, too. Pass.
Which former governor and possible presidential candidate said this week that people who come to the U.S. illegally in search of a better life for their children broke the law, but it's not a felony, it's an act of love?
I'm sorry, pass.
Which cable company was on Capitol Hill this week trying to convince Congress not to block its merger with another big cable company?
Charter.
Comcast. Back to the state's governor that called on Vance McAllister to resign because he kissed a staff member.
Kentucky.
Louisiana. By the way, I kissed a staff member. Worst Katy Perry song ever.
Yeah. Hey, before you play the punishment music, I went to Walt Disney World with my family and refused to go in that building. And I just kind of waited outside like about a half a block away until they were all done. And everybody congratulated me for not going in there. So.
For not hearing this.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
By the way, Kathleen Sebelius resigning as Secretary of Health and Human Services, and the former governor who says illegal immigration to make a better life for your children breaks the law, but it's not a felony, it's an act of love. That's Jeb Bush. Hey, Chris, thank you very much for playing.
One more thing. Please, let's go Blues.
Yes,
absolutely. Have a great weekend. Thanks for playing. Here's our final contestant today. Hi, Sean.
Hi.
Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Loving the weather. Go Blues. Go Cardinals.
All right. The final category here, Sean, is that's Bert, as in Colbert. This is our cheap attempt to tie into the Stephen Colbert taking over for David Letterman news. None of the questions in here have anything to do with Stephen Colbert or David Letterman, but they all have to do with people who have B-E-R-T in either their first or last name, like Stephen Colbert. Got it?
Got it.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which Oscar winner for Erin Brockovich has a Bert in her name?
Pass.
Who was the most recent president to have Bert in his name?
Hubert. Pass.
Which hot in Cleveland actress has a Bert in her name?
Oh my gosh. Pass.
Which 1968 presidential candidate had a Bert in his name and you almost spit it out a moment ago?
Hubert Humphrey.
Correct. Which comedian with a Bert in his name played Nemo's father in Finding Nemo and Paul Rudd's father in This Is 40?
Raymond Burt.
You're very close. It was Albert Brooks. Which, back to the one-pointer, which Oscar winner for Erin Brockovich has a Bert in her name?
The one from Pretty Women, no. I don't know.
All right, I am going to have to check with the judges. Can we accept the one from Pretty Woman?
I don't think so, Paul.
No.
That's
not
good.
I would give it to you, Sean, because I know that you are thinking of Julia Roberts, who is the correct answer.
Yes, but that is it.
They're tough on this team. They won't give it to you.
I don't blame them.
Most recent president to have Bert in his name, George Herbert Walker Bush, Bush 41.
My gosh.
And the hot in Cleveland actress with a Bert in her name is Valerie Bertinelli.
Bertinelli. Okay.
So you got 4 points for Triple H, Hubert Horatio Humphrey. And that means you get the earworm as well.
It's a world out after a world of kiss. It's a world of hopes and a world of kiss. There's so much that we share that is why we're aware. It's a small world after all. It's a small world after.
Unfortunately, it's not a short song after all. Please turn it off before they start singing it as a round. Sean, thank you for playing the challenge. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, guys. Amen to PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
That's the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday around 5:15 here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com. And it's brought to you by the Well Hungarians, who you can see tomorrow night at Bootleggers in Osage Beach, right down at the Lake of the Ozarks. Download their app for more or check out their website, wellhungarians.net.
Meet me.
And it's a small world, and here's a guy that lives in it, and it's Tim Weiland, and he has traffic.
What's that line Stephen Wright once had? It's a small world, but I wouldn't want to paint it.
Timothy?
Hey, I'm here.
Go. Oh, hey, Tim.
I'm listening to the scanner. We just got a report of a stall on southbound 170 at Galleria Parkway blocking the left lane. It's a solid jam back to Page. Southbound 55 at Richardson Road, the highway is completely shut down now due to an accident. We're getting long delays behind there. On eastbound 70 past Mid Rivers Mall Drive, an accident that has two lanes blocked. On westbound 70 past Highway 141, Earth City Expressway, a crash that's got the right lane blocked. We have another accident with two left lanes blocked on eastbound 70 past Mid Rivers Mall Drive. Another one westbound 70 past Highway A that has the left lane blocked. Southbound 141, you're jammed pretty solid from Big Bend down through 44. Same with southbound 270. You're heavy now or slow between Page all the way down through Doherty Ferry. We're looking at eastbound 40 traffic. Really a mess. It is jammed from Boone's Crossing up through Highway 270. You're slow again from Lindbergh in through Big Bend. This traffic report is brought to you by Mobil 1 Extended Performance Synthetic Motor Oil. Keep your engine running like new with Mobil 1 Extended Performance. It's proven to protect your engine for 15,000 miles between oil changes. Look for it wherever you buy motor oil. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Live and local. News at the top of every hour. This is the Big 550
KTRS.
Depend on it.
This is Martin Kilcoin. I'd like you to be my guest for a dynamic retirement income workshop. Ken and Lori Heise from the Heise Advisory Group are bringing their show on the road April 17th at 6:30 p.m. at the Old Orchard Gallery in Webster Groves. Call 314-909-1116 to register. Here's Lori Heise with more.
Thanks, Martin. Ken and I are committed to the financial independence of every client we serve. On April 17th, Ken will address how to assess risk levels and fees associated with your portfolio. He'll also cover a few things you may not know about mutual funds, retirement income streams, and protecting your nest egg. Call 314-909-1116 to reserve your spot.
Join me and don't miss this retirement income workshop with the Heisies on Thursday, April 17th at 6:30 p.m. at the Old Orchard Gallery in Webster Groves. Call now 314-909-1116 and register. That's 314-909-1116.
Ken Heisey is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Lori Heisey is a licensed insurance representative.
Have you opened up your heating bills for the winter this year? Have you totaled them all up? What's if I were to tell you that with one simple phone call, you could save 30% on your energy bills? That one phone call is to Aladdin Insulation. Aladdin Insulation has been around since 1947. They've been serving St. Louis through and through. Their reputation is fantastic. They'll come to your house and give you a free energy analysis. They will check your R value. And if your R value is not high enough, they'll make sure your R value gets to the point where you can save some serious money on your energy bills. Insulation and energy savings is the thing that is going on right now. Big businesses are doing it. So why not you, the homeowner, save up to 30% on your energy bills with Aladdin Installation, serving St. Louis since 1947. 636-947-8000. That's 636-947-8000. Aladdin and Aladdin Installation can save you big on your heating and cooling bills. Call Aladdin Installation today.
The next time you're in your basement, look up. What do you see? If it's a vast expanse of pipes, ducts, wires, and the supports of the floor above, it's not exactly what you'd call attractive.
Ew!
And if your basement is also your man cave, the horrible acoustics from all that stuff above your head makes your electronics sound terrible, even with the best sound system. You need the experts. From the Ceiling Center. The Ceiling Center specializes in ceilings, as well as flooring for your basement. They do commercial as well as residential projects. The Ceiling Center installs metal ceilings, acoustical ceilings, even decals of your favorite sports teams. They also install all types of flooring, like carpeting, hardwood, and tile. And here's the good part. The Ceiling Center has more variety than those big box stores, with over 20 different tiles on display, all at lower prices than those big box stores. The Ceiling Center has been owned by the same family since 1987 and has a reputation for doing ceilings and floors right the first time. Change your basement from
ew
to
nice
with the help of the Ceiling Center on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, a half mile west of I-270. Online at theceilingcenter.com.
I've made an executive decision and I've decided to take care of my own yard. I realized that it was cheaper and I could do it better, but I need help, and that's why I'm turning to DynaGreen. Ask anybody about Dynagreen, and you'll notice what I notice is that they have a cult-like following. When you talk about Dynagreen, they're very well known with commercial landscapers. Well, now they're making products for you and me, the consumer. This weekend, you need to put down your crabgrass preventer from Dynagreen. You have this weekend and maybe next weekend, and then it'll be too late. So if you take care of your own yard or you want to take care of your own yard, Dynagreen has a system that is perfect for you and me. I call it McGraw-proof. I can't even mess it up. Ask your local independent lawn and garden dealer, Dynagreen. Get the crabgrass preventer for this weekend, and don't forget the Dynagreen spreader. DynagreenInfo.com for more information. This weekend, your independent lawn and garden dealer, Dynagreen, or DynagreenInfo.com. How about a brand new bathroom with a free faucet and sink? Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for Right Bath. That half bath, that full bath, or anything in between, Right Bath will give you a brand new bathroom in 5 days. No cover-ups. Right Bath team will remove your existing problems all the way down to the studs and build it back up in 5 days. Mention the Big 550 and get a free faucet and sink. Right Bath or RightBath.com. 314-909-1820. Right Bath or RightBath.com.
Let's say you're in West County. You walk into a store and all they speak is French.
Parlez-vous français.
Kind of tough to communicate.
Beurre-manie.
Same thing can happen at a bank. You need someone who speaks your language, who understands what you need. Locally owned, family owned, Merrimack Valley Bank understands. They've been helping area people for 95 years. Stop in at either location on Clarkson just north of Manchester or Marshall Road in 141 and say hello.
Bonjour.
Merrimack Valley Bank, building lifetime relationships through financial solutions. MerrimackValleyBank.com. Member FDIC.
See every serve up close when Fed Cup Tennis comes to Shea Fitz Arena at St. Louis University. Saturday, April 19th through Sunday, April 20th. Don't miss Serena Williams and Team USA take on Team France as they go head-to-head in the World Group Playoff. Tickets are on sale now. Visit USTA.com/FedCup to buy tickets and be a part of the action. Players subject to change.
How old are your smoke alarms? Replace them today with Kidde worry-free alarms. Get 10 years of power and no low battery chirps. Kidde, technology that saves lives.
Target Talk St. Louis is presented by the Belleville Indoor Shooting Range in Metro Shooting Supplies. Join host Stephen King, NRA certified shooting instructor, to talk about the world of firearms, from competitions to firearm safety. Stephen will take your calls and have guests from around the world of firearms. Target Talk St. Louis is brought to you by the Belleville Indoor Shooting Range and Metro Shooting Supplies in Bridgeton every Sunday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me. Usually we would go to Mike Evans at this point, but he is off. Where is Mike today?
He's in Mexico.
Cancun.
Oh. Picking up some Mexican pharmaceuticals?
I'm sure some, not Percocet, he's picking up some...
Mexican wine. He loves the Mexican wine.
What do they sell over the Oxy...
Oxy whatever.
What is it? It's, my stone's kicking. In the past half hour, it's become active, so, and Peon said the baby's kicking.
so you I'm called debating. Mike and asked you to get some Oxy for you?
No, not, yeah, what is it?
Amoxicillin?
Amoxicillin,
there
that's
you go.
It. There we go.
Yeah, that's good in a fajita, I like that.
I'm debating on, I have some pain pills to take, but I don't want to take them unless I absolutely...
Well, don't take it now, you got to drive home in 20 minutes.
No, yeah. I know, I don't want to take them unless I absolutely have to.
Good luck with the weekend.
I'm going to be fine. I'll be fine.
I'm sure you will.
I'll be fine.
I've got knuckleheads in the news coming up here in just a moment. First, I want to highlight the worst tweet of the week. There's a guy by the name of Brandon Spikes, who now plays for the Buffalo Bills, but spent the last 4 years with the New England Patriots as a linebacker and just signed a deal with the Bills and tweeted, "It's icing on my cake to hand the Patriots two big losses this year. Just watch." And then he added, "4 years a slave." Because he played for the Patriots for 4 years. And as you know, being a star linebacker in the NFL is just like being a slave.
Yeah,
it sure is.
If they only got everything they wanted and got paid millions of dollars.
Right. Slave owners would hand them over a contract worth a couple million dollars a year.
Yeah, the same thing. Good historical point there, Brandon. Also, before we get to Knuckleheads, I want to play for you three things about Stephen Colbert getting the David Letterman slot on CBS, which won't start until sometime next year. Letterman hasn't set a date yet, right?
No, sometime in 2015.
Sometime in 2015. I'm sure he wants to work out his, I'm going to be around for another year. Everybody come by and kiss the ring. Although he's off for the next 10 days or so. And I guess didn't say anything about it on last night's show. But here's how Stephen Colbert handled it at the top of his show on Comedy Central last night.
One thing before we get started. There was some big news last week that slipped through my news crack. And it concerns someone I've admired for years and yet surprisingly is not me. I'm talking about David Letterman, who last Thursday night announced his retirement. And I am going to miss this good man. Dave has been on the air my entire adult life. Late Night debuted my first year in college. I learned more from watching Dave than I did from going to my classes. Especially the ones I did not go to because I had stayed up until 1:30 watching Dave. This man has influenced every host who came after him and even a few who came before him. He's that good. And I gotta tell you, I do not envy whoever they try to put in that chair.
That's pretty good. Of course, the audience was hip to it by that point. And by the way, anybody who says, oh, Stephen Colbert is always in character on his show, that was not in character. That was the real Stephen Colbert talking very much about David Letterman. Half hour earlier, Jon Stewart had this to say.
Truly, one of the great pleasures of doing this show has been trying to maintain professional composure whilst Mr. Colbert is making me laugh uncontrollably. So, the exciting news today is I no longer need a cable subscription for the privilege of watching Stephen Colbert. And our good friend, Stephen Colbert, will be heading to CBS to take over The Late Show from, for at least me, the comedian broadcaster who is the best there ever was, David Letterman. I think the best there ever was. And I think, and here's the exciting thing for me. I think Stephen Colbert is up for the challenge. So while we wish Dave the absolute best for a well-earned retirement, there is no greater joy than seeing a genuinely good man who works as hard as he can every day and deserves all the success in the world actually get that success. So for Stephen, we're just thrilled.
That's Jon Stewart on The Daily Show last night. Stephen Colbert, of course, before he did The Colbert Report, was a contributor as a reporter, a correspondent on that show. In fact, I think he was there before Jon Stewart. I think he was there during the Craig Kilborn years. Back to make
a lot
me
of
like,
big stars have come out of that show.
Yeah. I think they create more really talented people on that show than Saturday Night Live.
Ed Helms, I didn't even, I just saw the other day that he started. I never even knew that.
Rob Corddry, Steven Carell, lots of people. Asif Manvi, who's in the a new movie that's going to be coming out soon, which I can't talk about because it won't be out for a couple of months, but I saw the preview of last week. He's getting movie roles now, too. And finally, I want to play for you a clip from a guy who Colbert will be competing against next year, the current late night ratings leader. I don't call him the king of late night because to me that will always be Carson or Letterman. You can make an argument for either of them. But the current leader in the late night ratings, Jimmy Fallon.
I am your host, Jimmy Fallon, but I have a big announcement. Starting in 2015, I will be the new host of the Colbert Report on Comedy Central. Of course, I want to say congratulations to our pal, Stephen Colbert, who will be taking over for David Letterman next year. We're very, very happy for that guy. He's very funny. He's a good friend. Now, a lot of people in the media are already they're talking about how there's going to be a new late night war. And I just want to say that there's not going to be any war. It'll be a dance-off.
He's right. I think as television and the internet both merge even more going forward, it won't be a late night war all that much. It'll really be closer to, oh, I don't know, who can get their clips viewed the most times on YouTube the next day. That'll be the bottom line. All right, let's do some knuckleheads. Yes, spanning the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We begin in Dover, New Hampshire, where Mike Watonis got an email from Apple thanking him for calling customer service about his MacBook Air. Problem is that Wotonis hasn't had the MacBook Air since it was stolen a year ago. So he called the cops, who used Apple's phone records and the computer's serial number to track down the guy who had called them, who turned out to be a guy named Casey Wentworth, who was then arrested at his home and charged with taking the laptop from Wotonis' home in February of last year. Wotonis told a local TV station he was shocked, quote, "I guess luck was on our side that the guy who took it didn't try to get rid of it, which was sort of strange, and then all of a sudden he decides in his infinite wisdom, well, I'll just call Apple and see if they can help me unlock this thing." Wotonis hasn't gotten his MacBook Air back yet because the police are still keeping it as evidence, but eventually he will own his own laptop again. In Brooklyn, New York, a man is suing Equifax for reporting that he has no financial history because the credit reporting agency's system won't recognize his first name. He's been fighting him for 2 years, claiming that the agency's refusal to accept his name as legitimate stopped him from buying an Infiniti car last year. According to the 26-year-old, despite having his own jewelry business and a credit score of 720, an Equifax customer service employee suggested the only solution was to change his name to fix the problem. So what is the guy's first name? God. God Gazaroff. He says he was named after his grandfather. Oh. Yes, his grandfather was God.
Oh, man.
He's extremely frustrated. He says, "I worked hard to get good credit, to look good to lenders, and this happens." The lawsuit was filed this week. In Fort Lauderdale, Florida, when Carlos Lopez was pulled over by a police officer, he panicked. Didn't know what to do with his glass meth pipe. So he did probably the worst thing he could. Pulled his pants down and shoved it up his butt. According to the cop's report of the traffic stop, quote, "Lopez appeared visually shaken and sweating. His face was flushed from an apparent rise in body temperature and his pupils were dilated. As he searched for his license, I observed involuntary muscle spasms in his face as well as slurred repetitive speech. These symptoms are consistent with being under the influence of methamphetamine." In the report, an officer identified as R. Gutterstad noted that after a metal container with methamphetamine was found in the car, he observed Lopez had his pants unbuttoned. So another officer on the scene began talking to him, at which point Lopez admitted he had the glass pipe inside his anal cavity. Lopez then stated he placed it in his rectum as he was being pulled over so we wouldn't find it if we searched the vehicle. At the time, Lopez was the purchasing director for the city of Hialeah, Florida, but after he was taken to a hospital to have the pipe removed and then face drug charges, he didn't have that job anymore. They moved him over to a leadership post in the Public Works Department. And we finish today in Red Deer, Alberta, Canada, where dentist Michael Zook did an interview with a British TV show called Dead Famous DNA. Why was he on the show? Because the dentist, Zook, owns one of John Lennon's teeth. He says he plans to use the DNA in the tooth to make a clone baby of Lennon that he can raise as his own. He says, quote, "If there's enough DNA to sequence it, it could be basically genetic real estate. My goal is to own John Lennon's DNA," unquote. How did he get the Lennon molar? He bought it at an auction about 3 years ago for $33,000. He told the TV show he believes that owning the tooth grants him the rights to Lennon's DNA. Quote, "I think I can because of the laws. It depends on where you do these things. If I can't do it in our country, well, I can do it in another. To have John Lennon's DNA sequence outside of the family protection to me and full access to it is worth millions." He says he even has a plan to make sure the test tube baby becomes a success. Quote, "He would still be his exact duplicate, but, you know, hopefully I would keep him away from drugs and cigarettes, that kind of thing. Maybe give him some guitar lessons. That wouldn't hurt anyone, right?" Unquote. I think keeping him away from drugs might be missing the idea of a lot of John Lennon's early life. Anyway, those are your knuckleheads in the news for today. Thank you, Bernice. You can catch my syndicated show, America Weekend, all across the country at various times on Saturday and Sunday. KTRS airs it each day at midnight. And I'll see you next Friday here on the large morning show in the afternoon. Have a great weekend, and thanks for listening. Meet me.
All right, let's get a look at traffic now. See how this rush hour is wrapping up. Here's Tim Weiland.
It's not a pretty sight out there, Dan. Eastbound 70 before Mid Rivers Mall Drive, you've got two left lanes blocked due to a crash. Eastbound 70 after Mid Rivers Mall Drive, you've got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic is backed up now between Highway K and T.R. Hughes. Northbound 55 at Park, the right lane blocked due to a crash. You're backed up to Highway 44. On southbound 55 at Richardson, they've reopened three left lanes. Two right lanes are still shut down, but you're still backed up to about Merrimack River. Southbound 170, they've just cleared a stall at Highway 40 that was blocking a lane. You're backed up to Page. We do have slow traffic coming in for baseball and for the Billy Joel concert, and you're going to find it a slow stretch all the way from Clarkson, climbing out of Chesterfield Valley to Big Bend, and then southbound 270 still stacking up from Page down through Highway 40. It opens up after that down through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 270 still slow between McDonnell and New Florissant. This traffic report is brought to you by Fast Acting Advil. Fast Acting Advil. It has fast absorbing Advil Ion Core technology and fights pain at the site of inflammation. Fast Acting Advil quickly relieves your toughest pain going to work in just minutes. Try Fast Acting Advil. Find it in the white box. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
When you need to know.
It was early in the morning and it was dark.
When threatening weather strikes, for the most complete and accurate coverage, turn to your severe weather station.
We heard tons of wind ripping through, so we all gathered our stuff, went down in the basement with all the kids and everything as a precaution.
KTRS. When you need to know. The Big 550.
It turned out it was important to do so.
Your official weather station. KTRS. Depend on it.
Good morning.
Hey, sweetie, hand me my toothbrush.
Here you go.
Excuse me.
Just a minute.
A little togetherness goes a long way in the bathroom.
Raise your arm.
Time to call Callier and Thompson Kitchens and Baths at 636-391-9099.
Grab the shower curtain. I'll pull you over.
My foot's stuck in the trash can.
Uh-oh.
They'll call you back. Provide an itemized estimate so you know what you're paying for. And their guys work when they show up.
Help me pull it off my foot.
Be it a large or small project, Callier and Thompson offers the highest quality and professionalism in the business. With more certified kitchen and bath designers on staff than any other firm in the area, their designers are on the leading edge of industry trends. Callier and Thompson, next to Uncle Bill's on Manchester Road, just east of 141, can help you reclaim your space.
I think it's stuck.
Call Callier and Thompson Kitchens and Baths for a free estimate. 636-391-9099.
What's that number?
636-391-9099. View their portfolio at callierandthompson.com.
I'm Kelly Jackson. Monday morning on McGraw Live, we'll be joined by Academy Award nominated director Bill Siegel, whose new documentary on Muhammad Ali debuts Monday night. Gail Pennington from the Post-Dispatch talks TV. David Stokes recaps Election Day. And we'll start your work week with news, traffic, sports, and weather all morning long. It's McGraw Live on the Big 550 KTRS.
Everyone lives in a flood zone. Knowing yours can help you be more prepared during heavy rains this spring. Visit knowyourzone.org, a service of MSD Know Your Zone.
This is Mike Novak, host of Mortgage Talk. Are you looking to buy a home? Call the experts at Alternative Mortgage Solutions, 314-835-1195. It's a great time to buy. Get pre-approved today and ask about our VA, FHA, USDA, or conventional loans. Borrow up to 100%. Call now and get pre-approved. It's fast and easy. 10 minutes of your time can save you thousands. Need money for home improvements or debt consolidation? Call Alternative Mortgage Solutions at 314-835-1195. That's 314-835-1195 or mortgage-ams.com. NMLS 232218.
Next time on the Martin Kilcoin Show.
We'll kick off the week, and it's going to be another busy week on the Kilcoin Show, including a visit with a 7'5" high school kid. But we'll start it on Monday. A doctor who's here to tell you coffee can help fight cancer. That's right. The more you drink, maybe the longer you live. Also, Joe Holloman, it all begins at 10.
The Martin Kilcoin Show, along with Randy Naughton, weekdays at 10 on KTRS, live and local.
How old are your smoke alarms? Replace them today with Kidde worry-free alarms. Get 10 years of power and no low battery chirps. Kidde, technology that saves lives.
The St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame invites you to honor the Tigers April 12th at Rams Park. It's the SunTrip Automotive Family Salute to Mizzou in St. Louis. See John Cadillac, Norm Stewart, and Johnny Rowland inducted into the Hall of Fame. Also to be honored, Gary Pinkle, Mike Alden, 2013 Cotton Bowl champions, and the 81-82 men's basketball team led by Steve Stepanovich. Food and drinks are included. General admission is $80. Tables at 10 or $1,500. Info and tickets can be found at stlshof.com or by calling Tim at 314-226-1190.
Miles and miles.
miles from your nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said, or you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS is presented by Bowen Dental Care. All your family's dental needs under one roof by a family that cares. Call Bowen Dental Care at 314-921-3500. You can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
Tonight at 6, authorities investigate a mining equipment accident that killed two people.
Mizzou releases a report about its handling of the sexual assault and suicide of a student. The word failure is used a lot.
The man found guilty of shooting and paralyzing a Florissant police officer hears from his victim and learns of his own prison fate.
New answers about a December shooting at this busy part of the Loop. We'll tell you how one man with a gun was able to blend in with the crowd.
First on Fox, two people are dead in an underground mining accident in St. Genevieve County. It happened at the Mississippi Lime Company along Highway 61. Dan Gray is live from St. Genevieve with more. Dan.
Yes, Sandy, we are just outside the main gates of the Mississippi Lime Company along Highway 61. The accident happening here at about 8:30.